easiest way to remember us is just 99.1 FM Talk.
Or you can just remember the Monica J Show. Or the Jer Show, Monica and Jer. KKFT 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley, and broadcasting right now 99.1 FM Talk here. And we are live until noon, 12 o'clock. So you've got another hour to get your calls in at 884-9910. Just going through a few of my emails here at Monica at 991fmtalk.com. And just laughing because of the irony. Oh, the irony. California has done this to themselves. And I really hope that some people are waking up over there. I mean, I'm still trying to get my parents out of there and have them live with me over here. But no, my mom's too stubborn, you know. Even in her 70s, she has to have her own business and she has to have her own home and, you know, can't get her away from there, no matter how horrible it is. But now, during the threat of wildfire, the fact that they actually have rolling blackouts. Huh, rolling blackouts. What kind of countries have rolling blackouts? Oh, Venezuela, a lot of Middle Eastern countries. Those third world countries. But they're doing it and saying that they're doing it to protect people. They don't want, you know, those fire hazards. And I'm just dying because now the people that own electric cars are complaining because they can't charge their cars. It's just killing me. I feel bad for all the good Republicans and independents over there, but you are so outnumbered. You are so outnumbered by a government that wants everything that you make so they can give it to those who break the law, who come in illegally for their health care. Your health care, you get fined if you don't buy into it. Their health care, they get it absolutely free. Are you not getting it yet? Are you not seeing this? I wish we could just take that border line between California and Nevada and just, you know, kind of cut it off in half, just above Sacramento. You know, so we get Truckee and everything like that because it's so beautiful. They can have Las Vegas. Let's go to the phone line at 884-9910 and check in with Sam this morning. Hi, Sam. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, Monica. You had mentioned earlier in the show about all the efforts that are being made by the students and faculty, or some of the students and faculty at UNR, trying to take away our kids' free speech and keep conservative speakers off campus. And so I just wanted to make sure that you and your audience knew about the texts that are constantly coming out to us students to counter conservatism. Like, for example, right before Charlie Kirk came on campus, we all got a text that about an event by Samantha Kuttner, who was talking in the Joe on her research on violent extremism and gender dynamics of radicalization, which was basically just turning Charlie Kirk's talk into him being a racist radical and how the students shouldn't go. And then just yesterday, because of Charlie Kirk, I get a text that says that ASUN, which is the undergraduate student government, and RHA, which is the housing association, that students only in the town, there's a student only town hall being held October 17th from 5 to 7 p.m. on the second floor of the Wolfpack Tower, which is down at Circus, and that the students have to bring their Wolfpack ID to enter because they're going to be discussing how to combat hatred on campus. And it's just getting so ridiculous. I don't know anybody who's staying there that might be able to tell us what was said. I'm just sick of everything that's happening on campus.
If you know any alumni, please contact them and forward these things. Take screenshots. You can email it to me at monica@991fmtalk.com. This has to stop. I mean, we already knew that the universities were liberal, but to try to take away free speech, we kept thinking that this was, that was over there. You know, that was at Berkeley. That was at that, you know, those places in New York and on the East Coast. No, it is right here at UNR, a place that is surrounded by good conservative values. But for some reason, we're not paying attention to what is happening to our university. Our university that we are putting so much money into through taxpayer dollars to make sure that they even have a rail system that gets people around. Sam, thank you so much for calling and giving us the heads up on that, because there's going to be another conservative organization there tomorrow night. I can just imagine how they're going to be treated, especially when you have, you know, when you have an organization that is going to be talking about feminism and firearms, how you can protect yourself. Imagine that, being able to protect yourself on a dark campus in the middle of the night when you get out of class going back to your dorm. But then there's other people on that campus that don't want you to be able to do that. They don't want you to be able to protect yourself. They don't want you to be able to speak for yourself. It is so important for you to stop what you're doing and listen. Listen to Sam. Listen to what she's saying about text going out to tell people that literally, if you have conservative values, if you come out and listen to someone like Charlie Kirk, who is not a racist, he's against socialism. You come out and listen to people like him and to Candace Owens and listen to the presentation on feminism and firearms tomorrow night, you're a racist. Textbooks. Elementary school textbooks are coming out that capitalism is racist. Yet UNR is a school that employs a person that believes that if you are a black student, you should be taught by black teachers. If you are an Asian student, you should be taught by Asian students. If you are a white student, you should be taught by white teachers. What kind of environment is UNR, I'm sorry, the University of Nevada, Reno? I was always told to say that when I was introducing the rifle team. Oh, wait, no, they don't have a rifle team anymore. Just one more thing that UNR got rid of. Universities
is a test of the emergency alerts.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I started to hear an EAS test. So I broke my concentration. You have to understand your tax dollars are still going to UNR. Might not go directly to the president or in their coffers. But look at what the city of Reno is doing to make the University of Nevada, Reno happy. The property that they sell to them or give to them for next to nothing, the tax burden that they are putting on you to create a transportation system down Virginia Street that just leads right to the university, that burden is going to fall to you. Those pieces of property that could have been sold and actually made a profit on to pay some of the millions, hundreds of millions of dollars of debt that the city has. And why do we have all of this? Because just like California, just like New York, just like the places that are going to crap, they're run by Democrats. Don't you think that if your party were doing that, you would have some serious problems with that? Or is just socialism the way that you want it too? Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Bruce at 884-9910. Hi, Bruce. What would you like to talk about?
Good morning, Monica. I just wanted to
good morning, Bruce.
Let your listeners know about an incident that occurred on UNR campus. Three years ago, there was a professor, non-tenured, that was found laid in her office one night by the cleaning staff in a pool of her own blood, unconscious, naked, with wine bottles all over her office. On the floor, the janitor found her, called the ambulance. Of course, in her drunken state, first thing she started crying for was workman's comp. But that's not the tragedy here. The tragedy is she remained on staff for about another year and a half after that before she resigned. Now, in what other universe could you possibly be found in that condition at work and still keep your job? Only in academia.
Wow. That's true. That's true. I think
true
that is one of the biggest
report.
I believe that is absolutely the biggest travesty of education system, Bruce, is tenure. Tenure is
I agree.
BS. And we should not have it.
Nope. There. It's one of the few jobs where once you reach a certain time in service, you're untouchable. Kind of like being a politician, yeah. I suppose.
Yeah, kind of like being a politician. Imagine that. Yeah, I wonder if we'll ever find out the true story of what happened to Harry Reid and how he got that big black eye. Bruce,
well,
thank you so much for the call. Yeah, we all have our suspicions. You know, family is family. Bruce, thanks for the call, and we'll be right back with more of your calls at KKFT 99.1 FM Talk.
Hey, where did we go?
Oh, where did we go? Where did it go wrong from the idea of what our founding fathers had, from the forefathers, to what we are putting up with now? We have to turn this big ship around. KKFT 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. And, of course, my email is always open to you at monica@991fmtalk.com. Al, you make my day every time. Every time, Al. Al just sent me a great cartoon. I'm going to have to figure out a way to probably put this on my Facebook. A gun store, Liberty Arms, guns, ammo, and tactical. I have no idea where they're at. They're obviously not in this area because I'm sure somebody would have complained by now. But their sign says, statistically, you are more likely to be killed by Hillary Clinton than an AR-15. I'm sorry, but that's funny because it's probably true. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Matthew this morning. Hi, Matthew. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, Monica. I was calling in regards to the UNR stuff.
Couple things. So I'm currently a student at UNR, and in regards to the caller you had, Sam, I'm really curious about that student-only campus safety meeting, because as a student, I've gotten zero notification about that. And it kind of makes me wonder, why are only some students being invited to attend this particular event?
You know, that would be something to ask the ASU.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And on top of all of that, the level of liberalism on campus is beyond what anybody realizes. So I'm sure you've heard the recent reports of white supremacist activity on campus and everything that's going on there. You know, there was an article in the school paper about it, and the president sent out an email letter supporting that student who wrote that article, which is all great. And I would like to say that I absolutely oppose white supremacy completely, and it should be dealt with.
Absolutely.
However, it's curious that a couple semesters ago, the Dreamers on campus plastered the campus with flyers with various sayings, you know, Dreamers are people too. And one of them was, if you think the Dreamers should be sent home, you're a racist. There was no uprising about that. Nobody wrote an article about that. The president didn't send out a letter supporting the people that were being called racists. So where's the inclusion and diversity that the campus is spouting? You know, that their policies are only directed at minorities and illegals. They're not across the board inclusion and diversity. And It's absolutely ridiculous. The university has a committee, a student behavioral committee. And if a faculty member feels that a student is a harm to or at risk of harm to themselves or others, they can submit it to this committee, and the committee will review the student's actions. The faculty are starting to take videos of conservative speech and submit to this committee.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's the level of liberalism on campus is out of control, and nobody's talking about it.
The censorship is one of the only weapons that they have to stop conservative talk, to stop conservative thought. And all I can say is to the alumni out there, we have to support the Republican groups that have now joined on UNR, because all they're going to have is a fight on their hands. They're going to be targeted at every single turn. And there are still more conservatives on campus. They just don't want to, they don't want to come forward as conservatives, because they know they will be the villains if they do. Matthew,
absolutely,
I'm so glad you
absolutely
called in. And I hope people really understand the level, as you put it, the level of liberalism on the UNR campus is just as bad as California and what Berkeley has over there. Matthew, keep your voice and keep us informed when things like this are happening, and make sure people follow the ASU and see what they're up to. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Monty this morning. Hi, Monty. What would you like to talk about?
Well, Monica, you made a good thing the other day. I was listening to you, and I didn't have time to get on the phone and get to you because it was too late. But you were honoring the ladies that were not minorities in different things. And one of them we forgot was the lady from NASA, the mathematician from NASA. She was awesome. She was the only person in the world that can make that thing get to space, believe it or not.
You know, I finally saw about 2 months ago Hidden Figures.
Yep.
And I loved that movie. That is such an eye opener for people of this generation.
Exactly.
And
but the point I was trying to make with that is people are sheep. If they don't know that there's something out there better, they're going to follow what they think. Make sense?
And they're going to follow what others are telling them.
Exactly. And that's one of the problems I have. I was at that thing where the veterans were going to open that new thing over here off Kiske Lane. And I was there, and the minute they said Sisolak, I just turned around and walked off. The guy next to me, oh, I can't stand, blah, blah, blah. When he walked up the stage, I turned around, everybody's clapping. I says, really? Really? And I just walked. Everybody says, why'd you leave? And I said, I don't want nothing to do with this.
And well, I just can't Sisolak is just... Sisolak is just taking credit for what other people have started. It's a photo opportunity for him. Monty, it seems like our elected representatives, that's all they do, is they want to be there for the photo op. Neoma Jardin showing up on Saturday to help fill bags for the homeless. It's just a photo op. You know, they're not actually fixing the problems.
Nope, they're not. And that's kind of where I was going with this, because that lady from NASA should be like on every freaking doorstep everywhere, because she was awesome. She did everything. It was a very thankless job. She was pushed to the limit, but she did it. And I wanted to make sure I said the same thing for you, because you do a big service for the community. There's a lot of ladies out there, our fire department, our law enforcement. I mean, these ladies are out here making a difference where most men can't do it. And I am very, very happy for it. I mean, I'm just ecstatic that we're finally coming around letting them, or not letting them, but having them, to me, is huge, if that makes sense. But, I mean, we have good
We have
trainers,
good ideas every once in a while.
I know. Scary, huh? All right. I don't want to keep you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for the call, Monty. I greatly appreciate that. If you want to get your call in the last half hour of the show, it's 884-9910. Until then, let's take a Fox News break on KKFT 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910 and Monica at 991FMTalk.com. I get the best stuff there. Monica at 991FMTalk.com. And as Monty just called in, it reminded me of something that June Schaefer sent me, and I had to go back and find it. So I've spent this whole break here going back and trying to find this. Thanks a lot, June. But here is a man who completely understands women. He is a British novelist, playwright, and poet, passed away in 93. His name's William Golding. And if you ever want a copy of this, this is going in my permanent file, so just email me and I'll forward it to you. But he says, I think women are foolish to pretend they are equal to men. They are far superior and always have been. Whatever you give a woman, she will make it greater. If you give her sperm, she will give you a baby. If you give her a house, she will give you a home. If you give her groceries, she will give you meals. If you give her a smile, she will give you her heart. She multiplies and enlarges what is given to her. So if you give her any crap, she be ready to receive a ton of... I'll let you finish that right there. So there you have it. William Golding. It's poems like that or verses like that I absolutely love. Let's go to the phone lines, back to them at 884-9910, and check in with Derek this morning. Hi, Derek. What would you like to talk about?
Yeah, good morning. 9-11, if folks could go on to BitChute, 9-11 missing links would be helpful to information on who really did that. And then also in 1960... Pardon?
Bit shoot, like B-I-T-S-H?
C-H-U-T-E. Bit shoot. C-H-U-T-E.
U-T-E, okay.
Yes.
And what else did you have? Link.
Oh, okay, I want to talk about the USS Liberty in 1967 was a U.S. surveillance ship in the Mediterranean in international waters where Israeli aircraft strafed and bombed it, and then Israeli PT boats shot torpedoes into it, knowing it was a U.S. ship. And then LBJ would not allow any rescue planes or ships to come for 16 hours when he found out it was the Israelis that did it.
So are you, what does that have to do with today's time? What are you trying to point out?
Well, because all this, these invasions of other countries that did nothing to us were predicated on a lie that some guy in a cave with some 19 guys who are still alive, by the way, you know, hijacked some airplanes and flew them into the Twin Towers, when obviously they were brought down with controlled demolition. And who had something to gain from that? Surely we didn't, unless you're talking about the military-industrial complex with armaments, selling armaments. And the Afghans didn't have anything to gain. The Saudis didn't have anything to gain. So who gained? Who juiced up their insurance on those buildings just a few months before it happened? Larry Silverstein or Stone Silverstein was the one who had the lease on those towers, which everybody said they were white elephants. They were bad because of the asbestos. That's where I'm going.
Well, I never heard the asbestos thing. But Derek, well, thank you for the call, because, you know, everybody has their opinions of what happens, but you have to be able to look deeper. You have to be, you know, we have a swamp. That's why I say, true Americans, if you believe in the Constitution, if you believe in the outlook that the forefathers had for this country, where we are free to practice our religion, where we are free to speak our mind, freedom of the press, freedom to call out our leaders. That's the problem right now. Nobody is using their freedom, which they are quickly losing, by the way. I mean, we even see it here on the UNR campus, to help the man who is in Washington, D.C. right now, draining the swamp, making a difference. I hope the rumors are true that you see and hear that say something is coming. That's why the Democrats are in such a panic to get this man impeached, because, what do they say, the day of reckoning is coming. And they are all scared as hell. Your government does not work for you, whether it be Hillary Sheevy in the city of Reno, whether it be the Washoe County commissioners, whether it be the state of Nevada. They do not work for you. Government workers work for the government. That is the group that just wants to take your money in the form of taxes, steal your money in some cases because, well, they say, oh, it's not a tax, it's a fee. It's, you know, there's no difference. Implementing things that they say are going to sunset that never do. It's all to make a better way of life for the people that actually get involved. Now, Sisolak and his team's not going to fly a commercial. So let's go get those new jets. Support freedom of speech. Please, go on to Eventbrite, get your tickets for the Feminism and Firearms event happening tomorrow night at the university. It's open to the public. It's going to be in the Casey Wells Fargo Auditorium. It's important that we support the college Republicans, the young Republicans, the next generation that is going to have to keep up this fight. I'm not saying that all Republicans are angels, but it's a hell of a lot better than the demons they have on the other side. Let's go back to the phone lines and check in with Joe this morning at 884-9910. Hi, Joe. What would you like to talk about?
Hey, Monica. Just been listening to you for the past couple months. And sometimes I don't agree 100% with you, but, you know, I do appreciate you giving us the local scoop. And, you know, just wanted to chat a little bit about these crazy business license fees, you know? Specifically, let me just get started. We are a small-time
go ahead.
Business. We're a small-time landscaping business. I'm not going to plug anything, but anyway, aside from the city of Reno, the city of Sparks, city of Washoe, that's three licenses that this business has to pay. Aside from that, yep. We got the quarterlies every 3 months. Aside from that, we have to go through the contractors board, which that's a whole separate entity in itself. So we have to pay the contractors board for each license. We have five licenses under our belt. And then on top of that, we have to pay for bonds each year. So roughly, Monica, honestly, a year we're spending almost $7,000, maybe $10,000 in license, bonds, and insurance and all that stuff, you know? And it's just crazy to see where does the money go, you know? Specifically the homeless situation. You can't, you know, I just can't get my mind around how much money we are spending as a business just to keep going, aside from, you know, the materials, the employees, you know, all that good stuff. And it's just crazy.
Joe, and it's just going to get worse for you, especially being a landscaping business, because not only are gas taxes going up, but if they put that mileage tax into place where you're registering your odometer now, how many trucks do you have?
Actually, funny you just said that, because I just registered one of my vehicles, and first time ever, they said, put in your odometer. I was like, really? I got to go back to my vehicle, see how much odometer. And so now, you know, now you got me thinking. Now I got to pay more for the odometer. We have four vehicles. And, you know, the cost of commercial insurance is not cheap. So I'm just like, you know, it's almost sickening to the fact that do they want us to have a business? You know, it's crazy. It is just insane how much money you have to pay just to be a business to, you know, even to go forward. But, you know.
Joe, the whole point is – The point is to squeeze you enough to where you keep paying, but don't actually shut down so that you keep suffering and you keep going without until, Joe, you say something and start fighting back.
Oh, trust me. I fight back. I do. I do my due diligence. You know, my family and I were here and there, but we, you know, go out and about and do, especially, you know, us, we try to give back to the community. You know, I have done politics, rallies and whatnot. So definitely if tomorrow I can make it out to Carson City, it's just tough, you know. It really is.
You know. I know.
And I know the lady was saying, you know, the excuses and whatnot. But honestly, when we're being this squeezed, I mean, every minute of your day counts. So it's not for lack of trying. But honestly, sometimes people just cannot make it, you know. So it's just crazy. And I don't know. I mean, hopefully I don't agree with everything Trump says. But this is the kicker. When I did my taxes this year, we were paying like $6,000-$7,000 less than last year. So that tax cut that he did for the rich, I mean, it trickles down everywhere, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, it is what it is, but it's just tough, you know? And I'm not griping because we have a good business. We have good people. And it's nothing more rewarding than working for yourself. But it's tough, you know?
Yeah, but you want to take care of those good people too, Joe.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
completely.
I mean, you build a family in your business, and when the government just keeps taking and taking and taking, at what point do you have to take on more yourself and let one of those family members go now? Because you can't, you just can't afford that. Exactly. But we're going to change that story, Joe. We have to change that story. So thank you so much for the call.
No, honestly, thank you. You make a difference, you know? So thank you for kudos. Kudos to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Now go mow some grass and cut some bushes. We got all that dead stuff out there now. It's time to kind of clean everything up as we head into winter and take that mower down a notch and, you know, get the grass just a little bit shorter so it can go into hibernation. I love this time of year. And, we have to fight to enjoy what we have here on every single level. Every single level. KKFT, we're going to wrap up the show right after this at 99.1 FM Talk. We'll talk about what we're doing tomorrow right here. KKFT, 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM in Yerington and Smith Valley, just covering the Mason Valley as well. Monica at 991FMTalk.com. All right, I'm going to run down a few schedule of events here and definitely get this one on your calendar because it's interesting to see what a mayor actually goes through. Well, Carson Mayor Bob Kroll is actually termed out. So he is going to be joining the Carson City Republicans at their general meeting on October 24th. And he's just going to sit down and have a conversation. Yeah. Learn all about being the mayor. That sounds great. Carson City Casino Fandango. You don't need to have an RSVP, but you can get in touch with him if you want. It's free to attend. Meeting starts at 7 p.m. Good talk. Even better talk happens tomorrow night. Doors open up at 7 p.m., but there's also a pre-event reception at 6 for Feminism and Firearms. Log on to eventbrite.com. And get your tickets, free tickets for students, actually. And if you are a conservative, try to get an independent to go with you. I mean, the hardcore screaming liberals, they're not going to go. They might protest outside, who knows? Protested Charlie Kirk for coming in. Protests always outside of the Trump rallies. And isn't that amazing? Outside of the Trump rallies, people are attacked and hurt. Outside of the Warren rallies and the Biden rallies, where they have protests from the other side, they're peaceful. Imagine that. Says a lot about the other side, doesn't it? Feminism and firearms. You can appreciate being able to protect yourself, and you can also appreciate the fact that, well, we have that Second Amendment for now. Remember, eventbrite.com. Big happenings tomorrow, starting at 10 a.m., going till 1 or, you know, if people want to continue it on, it might even go longer. But come out and support Women for Trump. You know what? To hell with that. Come out and support your president who is actually making a difference and rattling the cages of Democrats who fundamentally want to change this country into a socialist country. You've already lost so many rights. You've lost the right to your wood-burning stove. You've lost the right to have an open discussion on universities and on school campuses. You've already lost the right to, in some areas, even have some trans fat in your diet. Different states have lost rights to carry plastic bags and to use plastic straws. Is that really the country you want? I will see you at the legislature building tomorrow, Carson City, 10 a.m. I'm going to be doing the show live there because there's more than just standing out there with a sign.